Project Fledgling blog audio. What Fledgling is not. Fledgling is not what you expect, nor what you are familiar with. Fledgling is not like some other games you have played before. It is not generic. Just a note, I'll be talking about what Fledgling is in a definitive, existential sense, despite the fact that it has certainly not been implemented yet, except to the extent that it is a mimicry of the real world and the mind, both of which seem to have been implemented quite handily, but not by us. This is mostly for clarity and simplicity. If it bothers you, simply replace each occurrence of Fledgling is with, "We haven't quite figured out what we're doing yet, but by the time we're finished, it's quite possible that Fledgling is going to be." My intention is to communicate, rather than offer prophecy or misleading present tense declarations. Fledgling is not Minecraft, or Call of Duty, or Master of Orion 2, or Starflight, or Dungeon Siege, or Missile Command, or Space Chem, or Trine. It draws from these, and many others, as a source of inspiration, but it is not really like these at all. Fledgling is not voxel-based, per se. Though it does employ voxel-like objects at some levels, the regularity of voxel matrix is not well-suited for either storing nor presenting fledgling-like concepts. Many people see voxels as the way forward for games, and especially for sandbox games, which is the closest genre come to the core of the fledgling engine, but we beg to differ. If anything, voxels are block-based, and blocks are reality-based, and so is fledgling. Fledgling is not conventional in its temporal model. It is not real time, since in the game, time can flow quickly, slowly, stop, perhaps reverse, and even skip large sections of time, depending on the circumstances, and is also not turn-based, since turns conventionally are synchronous, of uniform length, and alternate between actors. One could play a real-time game in Fledgling, just as one could play a uniform turn-based game in Fledgling. But both would be a restriction of the system. The Fledgling engine can support either, but supersedes both. Fledgling is not a strategy, nor a tactics game, although it does allow both strategic and tactical decisions. A strategy setting assumes play at a big-picture level, which is not part of a significant, larger context. A tactics setting assumes play at an on-the-ground level, which has no further hidden complexity. Fledgling is designed to present both context and complexity at all levels. Of course, one may write a scenario which champions primarily strategic or tactical interactions, but Fledgling is capable of more. Fledgling is not strictly third-person or first-person either, in that the view is fixed to looking down on or looking out the eyes of a single character. One could build an FPS on it, though I suspect this would be a waste of many of the finer qualities of the engine. The view could also be anchored to a single character, but this too would be a restriction. Direct control is possible, but largely the player's efforts are better employed making decisions about goals rather than individual actions. The AI is good enough to handle the details. Fledgling is not a shooter, although it can handle shooting. Fledgling is not a puzzle game, although it can handle and include puzzles. It is not a 4X either, though we will allow for all four of these elements. It is not a sim game, although it could involve quite a bit of simulation. It is not even really going to be a game, except in the broadest sense. At its best, Fledgling is nothing more than a sandbox. Finally, Fledgling is certainly not a game of skill. Not of reflex, nor quick thinking, nor interface memorization, nor mathematics, nor intuition. It is not a game played to win. The AI knows how to win, after all. But a game played to experience and decide. Fledgling is, at its core, but that is a different article. Thanks for listening. DudeCon out.